May 13th at 3 p.m. Be happy to take any questions.
Can you explain capitation?
Sure. You're joking. Yeah. Okay. You've heard enough of that already, huh?
Okay. Are there any legitimate questions? Okay. Thank you, Tim. Karen, maybe I turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yesterday afternoon at 3 p.m., the Academic and Student Affairs Committee met. Trustees, besides myself, were Estrada, Courts, and the three students, Poliski, Thomas, and Tienken. We first approved the meeting of our last, the minutes of our last meeting, which was January 23rd. We then considered seven items that we'll be voting on later today. First, our regular item of appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. Actually, that was taken off of the agenda, unfortunately. We heard about sabbatical leave of absence for academic year 13-14, the award of an honorary degree in Chicago, the rename the Bachelor of Music in Music History, College of Fine and Applied Arts here in Urbana, the establishment of the Granger Center for Electric Machinery and Electromechanics in the College of Engineering here in Urbana, the establishment of the Center for Sustainable Environment, the Office of the Chancellor here in Urbana, and the establishment of the TIAA CREF Center for Farmland Research, the Department of Agricultural and Consumer Economics, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences in Urbana. In addition to these seven agenda items, we heard a brief presentation by Associate Vice President Richard Wheeler on sabbatical leave of absences. I'd like to thank Dr. Wheeler for stepping in during Vice President Pierre's absence to make this presentation to all of us. At that time, student trustee Poliski, along with Andrea Pellegrini, who is a staff member from our financial services office, talked to us about financial literacy of students. I was just delighted that trustee Poliski asked to be on the agenda for this meeting, and I think it speaks well of him and our student trustees for being proactive and participating in a better way even for our meeting. From that discussion, all three of the student trustees suggested that we reach students across all three campuses, possibly in the form of an online course that would be open. So I'd like to thank David and Andrea and the two other students for participating in this valuable discussion. At that time, President Easter asked Dr. Wheeler to explore the development of such an online program. Dr. Wheeler reported this initiative dovetails, actually, with a grant of the Council of Graduate Deans. They are promoting this grant for this very purpose. At that time, we had the pleasure of hearing from Chancellor Wise the presentation on diversity that we all had the opportunity to hear just a few minutes ago. We thank you, Dr. Wise, for that excellent presentation. Before we adjourn, we heard from Trustee Estrada and Chancellor Cook about Trustee Estrada's visit to UIS at the request of UIS Latina students. And I think Chancellor Wise mentioned that Trustee Estrada is actually working with some of those students who have felt some isolation into hanging in there and staying at UIS for the future. So we all thanked Trustee Estrada for that visit. We then announced in conclusion the next meeting of our committee will be on May 28th at the Chicago campus at 3 p.m. And I made note of the fact that at that meeting our three student trustees, who we do anticipate being there, will deserve a little more respect since they will be college graduates at that time. And we wish them well in their graduation and their finals. So That concludes my report.